This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حديث نائك لكي الإمام مسلم narrated to us by Abu Huraira. And this is a hadith that has at least three or four different wordings, meaning you've heard this hadith from in different forms. There's a form that actually I prefer that I'm not narrating tonight because it has additional things to it, and I want to keep the hadith specific as possible, or focused as possible to the theme of treating your parents with excellence and your relatives and bir al-walidain and salat al-rahim, etc. And I will come to a point where I point out a few things that are a little bit more, I think, contemporary, but I just want to make sure that we establish the importance of this topic, the topic of bir al-walidain, from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that there's no doubt or confusion when I point out maybe some exceptions that need to be watched out for within the modern context, because we fully believe that the issue of bir al-walidain comes right after saying la ilaha illallah. And the moment you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you accept His prophecy alayhi salatu wasalam, you turn to this piece. And this is what he said alayhi salatu wasalam: قَالَ رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ. So the word رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ, oh, this is not a word, it's a phrase, it's a complex, it's a linguistic complex. In Arabic, for something, الأنف is the nose, obviously. الرغم الرغام is when something, you're forced into something in a humiliating manner. And they would use رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ, meaning that your nose is being forced into the ground or into the dirt. And that's usually the usage of this phrase. So رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ, it's in the phrase or in the term or the past tense, and it works as a dua. So when I say, for example, and this is the opposite, but so you understand what I mean, when I say يعني رضي الله عنه, that is basically a dua. Right? This is a form of dua. Dua can be said done in the form of Allahumma, and then use not an order but a request verb, Allahumma irda anhu, or you can say رضي الله عنه, which is also a form of dua. And the same thing, if you say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, alayhi salli ajma'in, or you can say sallallahu ala Muhammad, both of them are dua. Like neither of them are actually confirming it, both of them are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. So رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ is actually a dua. May this person's nose be shoved in the dirt. May this person be humiliated. If you want to take it out of the Arabic, old context to the context of today, it's like, may this person be humiliated. And he repeated it three times. And the Prophet ﷺ is showing by saying that, and this is just how he did things, ﷺ, that he's very upset with a certain type of person. That this person has made a choice that's so bad, may they be forever humiliated because of this horrible choice that they made. That's what he's saying, ﷺ. May this person forever find nothing but humiliation and just bad things because of this horrible choice that this person made. And he's saying that, ﷺ, to obviously bring upon some interest within whatever it is he wants to say next. فَقَالَ رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ فَقِيلَ مَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And obviously people are going to ask, what are you speaking of? فَقَالَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ وَالِدَيْهِ عِنْدَ الْكِبَرْ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَيْهِمَا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. A person who actually meets or spends time or is lucky enough to be around their parents when they are older, عند الكبر, one of them or both of them, and then somehow does not enter Jannah. And meaning this person lived, their parents lived long enough for them to be with them when they are in their elderly age, and somehow they lived with them, and then somehow this person didn't enter Jannah. May that person forever be humiliated and for the horrible choices they made. He's saying that it's so easy, this is so simple. This is not really dua, so you understand. It's like فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. This is more, as in Surah Al-Muddathir, this is showing disappointment in somebody. But how could you do this? How could you allow something like that to happen? And if you've played a sport, you've heard your coach say something like that. And it's never, they're not actually making dua against you. They're not trying to harm you. They don't actually want you to be hurt or not to be able to play again. But because you're so disappointing in what you did, how easy it was, and you still couldn't get it done, that you deserve this disappointing phrase to be here. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying that something that he's very disappointed. How could you not? How could you meet your parents in their elderly age and still somehow mess it up and not enter Jannah? You must have made a lot of bad choices. SubhanAllah, one of my teachers said, this hadith and these ahadith, are almost, obviously you understand what I'm saying, are almost hopeful for a non-believer. are almost hopeful for someone who doesn't even believe, because it's so powerful. It's saying, he says, obviously someone who doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something he does not forgive, Jalla Jalaluhu. But the wordings of these ahadith are so powerful, it almost gives hope to someone who doesn't have belief at all, if they just treat their parents right. Because alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, how could you meet them in their old age and still not enter Jannah? You have no excuse. You have no excuse. I have no sympathy for you. So you understand exactly again, you have to understand the context of the Arabic language. He's like, I have no sympathy for you. Yes, you don't enter Jannah. May you never enter it. Did you meet your parents in old age and not enter it? I have nothing. This is your problem. How could you have, the fact that you let that happen is just beyond him, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's what he's saying. So take that and do with it what you will. Remind yourselves that when I say these ahadith, by the way, if you're a father, just make sure this is clear to you. When you hear me say these ahadith, when you hear them and you're a father, don't hear them as a father. That's not genuine, and that's not sincere. It's not appropriate. When you hear these ahadith, hear them as a son or a daughter. Right? It's very important. Never ever use Islamic rhetoric or Islamic teachings to self-serve. Don't do that. That's not, even though you're correct, even if as a father you can, it's great, but it's not appropriate. It ends up actually harming the view of the person in front of you. So if you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, you're telling your son how he should be treating you because of, or this, a mother does that, it doesn't work very well. If you're hearing the importance of taking care of your parents and performing birr al-walidain, then see that as a son or a daughter. Even if you're 70 or 80 or 90, it doesn't matter how old you are. As many of the hadith that we'll cover will show, it doesn't matter how old you are. Someone who's a great grandfather in life is still a son of somebody. Is still a son of somebody, and that's still meaningful, and it's important to kind of remember. And if you do care, as a father, about your children, and you want them to form birr, well, my idea to you would be make it easy for them. You want them to go to Jannah? Yeah, make it easy. You're the door. You're their door to Jannah. Don't make it hard. Make it easy if you care for them. I think that's what you should learn from these ahadith, not the opposite. Again, this is just a thought to share with you regarding it. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رغم أنفه ثم رغم أنفه ثم رغم أنفه قيل من يا رسول الله قال من أدرك والديه عند الكبر أحدهما أو كليهما ثم لم يدخل الجنة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا